Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. You know, many years ago, I had the good fortune to travel extensively throughout Great Britain and Europe. On one of the trips, I stayed at a 900-year-old Scottish home that had been converted into a B&B. It was in the rolling hills of Loch Lomond, and the countryside was just incredible. I remember I went for a walk one morning and noticed hundreds of sheep grazing on the hills. And I sat there and watched them for a while. As I was sitting there, a woman approached me. Kind of startled me at first. She had a staff in her hand, and then I realized that women are shepherds too. Well, we started a conversation, and the first thing I said is, am I asking you a question? She said, sure. I said, how many sheep do you take care of? And she said, well, white ones or the black ones? And I said, well, white ones. She said, 200. And I said, well, how many black ones do you take care of? And she said, about 200. Okay. Now, I'm just trying to have a conversation. You know, I'm really interested. This is the first time I've had an encounter with a real live shepherd. So then I said to her, what do the sheep eat? She said, which ones, the white ones or the black ones? And I said, well, the white ones. She said, the white sheep eat the best hay in the farm and graze on only the greenest grass. And I said, well, how about the black ones? You know what? Her response was the same darn thing. She said, the black ones eat only the best hay in the farms. The greenest grass while grazing. Now, I had learned a long time ago in traveling throughout the world that different cultures respond and communicate in different ways, so I thought that this was just kind of an awkward situation, but it was beyond my understanding. So I continued to talk to her because I just wanted to understand what was going on. So I said to her, how much wool does one sheep produce in a year? And again, she said, the white ones or the black ones? And I said, the white ones. And she said, about 12 pounds. And I said, how about the black ones? And she said, about 12 pounds, too. At this point, I was becoming, well, frustrated, I guess, would be the best word to describe it. So I said to her, do you mind me asking you a question that, you know? And she said, no, go ahead. She was really friendly and everything. And I said, you know, I ask you several questions, and you ask me which ones I was identifying, the white ones or the black ones. And each time I ask you the question, you gave me the answer, and both the black and the white sheep are the same. So why do you ask me whether I'm asking about the white sheep or the black sheep? And she said, well, I own the white sheep. And I said, oh, really? I said, who owns the black sheep? She says, oh, I do. To this day, I don't have a clue what was going on with that conversation with that wonderful shepherd. Let's spend the rest of this time that we have together this morning thinking about this conversation. Let's practice curiosity and try to understand what the shepherd was trying to say to me and why was she answering me in the way that she did. You know, we'll probably never know, will we? But the exercising of curiosity, trying to understand what someone else is saying, without trying to respond back, but by really listening and thinking about what they're saying, is really the crucial part of this meditation. Let's practice curiosity.